Unit 1. Oil Dependency. The many conveniences of modern life have made humans increasingly dependent on fossil fuels and the energy these fuels generate. Cheap energy has resulted in numerous inventions that allow us to live the high life. Just 100 years ago, people had to chop wood to cook and heat their homes with, and they traveled everywhere on horseback. Nowadays, however, we have massive transportation systems that run mostly on gas, which is derived from oil. Oil-burning planes, trains, automobiles, fishing trawlers, and farm implements, as well as oil-derived plastic packaging, have made food production and distribution more dependent on energy. About 84 million barrels of oil per day are consumed globally, with consumption growing at about 2% yearly. The country using the most oil is the United States, at more than 21 million barrels per day. Half of this oil powers the nation's millions of cars and trucks. As China drives to industrialize, it has become the world's second largest user of oil. All these energy-powered machines and gadgets have made life a piece of cake, but they are also causing grave damage to the environment. Carbon dioxide emitted from cars and other vehicles causes more heat to be absorbed into the atmosphere, which contributes to global warming. Experts predict that emissions will grow by about 3% annually and that by 2030, 12 billion tons of carbon dioxide will be produced each year. Compare this with the late 1700s and early 1800s, when only a few hundred million tons were emitted. What is the solution? It's a no-brainer. People need to change what they do to slow down and prevent further environmental degradation. It's imperative that we consume less energy and change the way we develop our cities if we want the Earth to continue to be inhabitable for humans and all other species. In other words, the environment should not take a back seat to any other issue. What can we do to decrease the amount of energy we consume and thus the amount of carbon dioxide emitted into the atmosphere? For one thing, we can take the subway or even walk instead of driving our car. For another, when we do use our car, we can make sure we do all our errands in one area at the same time. We can also buy cars and other products designed to save energy. We can install light dimmers in our homes and offices. A bulb that is dimmed by 25% uses 10% less energy. We can also switch to energy-efficient refrigerators, which now use 40% less energy than traditional models did in 2001. We can start using alternative sources of energy, such as solar or wind power. And we can plant trees that absorb carbon dioxide from the air. These are just a few of the simple, everyday things we can do to save energy. If we don't do something, the world's growing population will consume more and more energy. Climate change will accelerate. Thus, it's vital that we change our energy-fueled lifestyles and stop global warming right now. The ball is in our court.